years ago, also in the fall, the Grand Ole Opry went on the air on WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. 20 years ago, the International Bluegrass Music Association began. 40 years ago, Carlton Haney produced on Labor Day weekend the first three-day bluegrass festival in Fincastle, Virginia. But the anniversary most pertinent to this very moment took place 60 years ago at the end of 1945 when Jim Shoemate from Wilkes County, North Carolina, took Earl Scruggs to meet Bill Monroe, and Earl Scruggs became a bluegrass boy, and the music changed forever. For that reason, folks, right now we have a Bluegrass Boys reunion.
Hey, everybody, welcome. We're going to just get things started here. Richard Green's going to lead us off on a fiddle tune, The Gray Eagle. Yeah.
Are we all ready?
I think so. We're waiting to get your thing.